WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. College Station property owners could be deciding two bond issues next year. The College Station School Board Tuesday night authorized administrators to form another community planning committee, which would work next spring. Before the board makes a final decision next August, there was agreement to meet with the city council. That's after board member Carol Barrett heard the council was going to postpone next year's city bond election.
That they're going to try to work the project that they want to work with the city by selling some property. And I mean, they were very specific about some of the things, and I'd like that to be confirmed, obviously.
A city spokesman says the city council is still scheduled at Thursday night's meeting to appoint an advisory committee to make recommendations for a bond vote next year. A school board majority wanted to ask voters sooner rather than later to address overcrowding by building a third intermediate, a third middle, and a 10th elementary school. Monday at midnight was the deadline to submit applications for Reveille 9.
Interim Vice President of Student Affairs Tom Reber says the search is more about quality than quantity. He says one of the requirements is that the dog is at least a year old.
We don't expect to get hundreds of dogs, because you're right, when you have a dog that's a year old, you're talking about a family's pet. Or you're talking about a family show dog. So it makes it difficult to get the numbers, but we also know we're going to get really good quality when we do.
Reber says the 12-person search committee is made up of veterinarians, staff, faculty, and students from various organizations. He says the goal is to have Reveille 9 selected and trained in time for the Corps' final review in the spring semester. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Governor Perry may have his name on an historic building at his alma mater. Thursday, the Texas A&M System Board of Regents holds a special meeting to consider renaming the 100-year-old academic building the Governor Rick Perry 72 Building.
Perry graduated with System Chancellor John Sharp in 1972. Two regents, Chairman Phil Adams of Bryan and John White of Houston, graduated 2 years ahead of Perry and Sharp, and a third, Cliff Thomas of Victoria, graduated in 1973. 2 hours after the regents' meeting, Perry is scheduled to deliver one of his last speeches as governor at what will be A&M's last December graduation convocation program. The academic building was chosen following consultation with Interim President Mark Hussey and the University Committee. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Brazos County Health Department continues celebrating its 75th anniversary by providing 75 free flu shots. Spokeswoman Jessica Paul says the shots are on a first-come, first-served basis and are available Thursday from 4:30 until 5:45.
This acts kind of as an exercise for us. So if somebody had, if we had to, you know, do an emergency flu drive or shots for like a pandemic or something, then we want to be able to get it in that time frame and getting a lot of people out and in to get their, you know, shots or immunizations if they need to.
Paul says anyone 6 months or older can receive a vaccine. They'll be set up at the Brazos Valley African American Museum in downtown Bryan. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 46 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zwirneman Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
I've talked about stuff on the radio for a number of years now, and it never surprises me as to what people take away from what I've said. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I think I've been stopped and asked more about Brazos Valley MMA than anything else. Well, I'm happy to report that it does truly work to the tune of 10 pounds over the last month. I feel a ton better, and it's a lot easier to keep up with my 8-year-old. It's fun. No, really. I'm always doing something different. I'm not going to lie, it's hard work, but I love it. It's a combination of boxing and jiu-jitsu. There is some traditional stuff like weightlifting and cardio, but it's done in such a way that you don't so much know that it's, air quotes, work. It's a lot different than just personal training, and with even better results, at least for me. Matt is my personal trainer slash coach slash instructor, because I'm learning a lot of stuff. He mixes up the workouts, so I really look forward to going in, and I go in 3 days a week. I'm not only getting into shape, but I'm also learning a skill in how to protect myself and my kiddo. To find out more, go online to BVMMA.com, or they're real easy to find. They're in the mall down in the Sears wing.
Aggie fans, Slavacek sausage is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics and available all season long at Kyle Field. Slavacek uses the same great Czech recipe you've been used to for years and is made just down the road in Snook, Texas. Slavacek has been part of the Aggie community since 1957. So come see us at Kyle or look for us at your local HEB, Walmart, or Sam's Club. Slavacek sausage, proud to be the official sausage of the Aggies.
Good morning. It's 7:11. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Increasing and thickening clouds today. High temperatures 50 to 55. By late afternoon, we could see a stray shower. There's the chance of a shower tonight, otherwise cloudy with lows near 50. Cloudy tomorrow, there is the potential for a passing shower, highs near 60. A better chance of showers tomorrow night. There could even be a thunderstorm. Lows will be near 55. Showers and any thunderstorms will taper off Friday. It'll remain cloudy. Highs will be near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in a bit with Fighting Texas Aggie men's and women's basketball gearing up for big games this weekend. Honors continue to roll in for A&M soccer, and Jerry Jones says that DeMarco Murray may play. He may not. We'll find out coming up here in just a bit on about 7:50.
Now, what does that mean? See, what does that mean?
It means he's a game-time decision. They don't know how quickly he'll heal after having surgery on his hand yesterday.
But it seemed like, you know, they were throwing the gauntlet down earlier this week on, well, you remember when we had that problem before.
Well, that was his son. Now Jerry may be trying to taper things down a little bit so as not to upset the leading NFL rusher. You have to handle these men with kid gloves, don't
you? Of course
you know?
You do, yeah, because, you know, they're your typical millionaire who, you know, you want to make sure they get out there and do that. That'd be just fine. That's right. By the way, the Salvation Army still needs bell ringers. If you want to get in touch with them, they'll be glad to set you up to do that. All you need to do is ask, all they ask from you is a two-hour commitment, two consecutive hours to do that. Another good thing to do, if your office, for instance, wants to get together, that way you could all glom in and say, we'll take the entire day, and that way you could do it, you know, just a few, you know, an hour at a time kind of situation. So just think about that. There's all sorts of ways that you can help out. And again, if they don't get volunteer help, they have to have people paid to go out and ring the bell. So do what you can for them.
He's a chubby little fellow with a long white beard, and he brings us Christmas cheer.
Uh-huh.
He's a ruddy little fellow with a bright red coat and a sleigh with eight reindeer. He's a happy little fellow with a pack on his back and a smile that shines so bright. He's the jolly little fellow called Santa Claus who'll be round on Christmas Eve night.
There you go. Gene Autry.
Yes, sir.
Tell you what, guy made a ton of money in radio.
And TV and movies.
Yeah, and all that kind of stuff. And but again, as
and ponies.
And ponies did that too. Okay. So is that, was that one okay? That,
that was just absolutely
that,
fine.
That
Scott.
Didn't offend you,
not,
right?
They don't offend me. They're just bad.
Oh.
But that one is not bad.
Okay.
I approve.
Yeah. So now, maybe the best Christmas present Austin gave itself was yesterday when they finished voting in all these new folks. We are talking 10 brand new members who will be serving on city council for the first time under the city's new system of single member district elections.
So no incumbents won re-elect?
One. Now,
holy cow.
To say there might be a learning curve involved here. Oh man. Now, and again, I am I wrong that the larger a city gets, the more liberal they tend to get?
Yes, I think. No, you're not
wrong. Is that
wrong.
That a fair thing
I think
to say?
That's fair.
And so as a result, what they want to do is they want to make sure that their diversity is apparent on their elected body. And that's what happened 2 years ago when the people of Austin decided this is what they wanted to do. Rather than have this giant at-large council where maybe money and special interest could control it, by going to a single-member district situation, then they were able to zone the city and to have, oh, you know, that diversity that they believe is Austin.
Right.
And, you know, and again, Austin is the 11th largest city in America, so they're big. But to have one incumbent coming back and to know the major problems that they've got that they have to face, as any large city would, is pretty scary. Lady named Kathy Tovo, she won her District 9 when her opponent dropped out of the runoff, is the only one who is returning. The answer to the trivia question of who's the mayor of Austin now would be a guy named Steve Adler, okay? But, I mean, even more, after Tuesday's runoff in seven council races, the new council will have seven women members.
That's cool.
It is interesting. One lady, Ora Houston, won by 50 percentage points.
Wow.
Yeah, think so.
Landslide?
District 3 is kind of interesting because it was a brother and a sister running against each other. Only in Austin.
Yeah.
Mom likes you best.
That's right. He won. He won. Anyway, we'll see what happens.
It'll be interesting to see if they can get anything done.
Yeah.
Because of such immense diversity.
Sure. Well, and again, the learning curve that they've got. There'll be some areas of expertise that each member will bring to the council, obviously. But, you know, if one doesn't understand this other issue that's very important, just because they don't understand it doesn't mean that it's not something they need to learn about.
And Austin is very different now from when one of the reasons they changed it, because I've got in-laws that used to live there anyway. Mm-hmm. And what ended up happening is the people that lived in northern Austin, who were still fairly rural and conservative, were looking at the city of Austin going, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, sure.
Whoa.
Yeah, we ain't that.
Wait a minute.
Weird is okay for money, but yeah, go ahead.
And so they didn't have a say, and now that they do, It'll be interesting to hear the North Austin people chirping, the North and South Austin people actually chirping at Central Austin going, you know, we're not like you guys.
And you mentioned the litany of problems they have. No doubt the learning curve is going to confound that to some degree, but a lot of those issues may be because they've just been voting at large for so long. The wholesale change of the council suggests.
Oh, yeah, okay, fine, I do that, right. Then you do the swapping. Okay, I'll do this if you do that. Sure, I can understand all those
things. Might be interesting.
District 4 is kind of a fun race. There's a guy named Greg Caesar. He beat Laura Presley by 29 points. The race in that district had been dramatic. Presley had lost the Austin American Statesman endorsement when, quote, reports emerged that she had conspiracy theories on 9/11.
She was a truther?
Yeah, and then she said that the Tribune had misrepresented her views, and in return, Presley accused Caesar of not believing in God, something that he said was not true.
Goodness!
Yeah, this is city council.
This is awesome!
Yeah, so anyway, we'll see how all that works out.
You know what? I smell a reality TV show here.
Yeah, well, you gotta feel sorry for staff.
Life on the council.
Yeah.
Austin.
Staff is reading quick bios this week on who the new council members are. They probably have this page that has the pictures of their faces, you know, their faces and their names underneath it so they can greet them by name.
They're going to draw straws for who gets who, yeah.
They all have those, the city council members have those things on there saying, hi, my name is such and such, place such, you know, whatever your
I'm trying to find pictures of some of these people. I guess they don't have, they're so new, there aren't any
so
yet.
So new, so anyhow. Good luck on them. Hope that works out.
Oh, I think it's pricelessly funny.
Every year, a local congregation is left devastated when some teenager decides to make off with the centerpiece of the church's nativity scene. Watch out, because baby Jesus is now plugged into the internet. Brickhouse Security is providing GPS trackers free for any church that needs one for their baby Jesus.
Well, good for them.
Yeah. They've run this program for a few years now, but demand for the trackers increases every year as word spreads among those affected churches. Here's how it works. First, the trackers are inserted into the baby Jesus with some duct tape and a plastic bag.
Oh, now that's inappropriate to baby Jesus.
Well, we didn't want to tell you that, but they decided they'd let us know because most of the baby Jesuses are hollow, of course.
Should make it easier for the wise men to find him.
Yeah, good point. Get the phone out. Yeah, get the tracker. All right,
you guys are going to hell.
When the manager is when the manger is rustled, I guess, shall we say, then motion sensors awaken the baby Jesus, who then starts sending texts to the clergy. I've been stole.
Oh man.
If baby Jesus escapes, a predetermined geofence that's out there, another alert tells the pastor he's on the move. At that point, the minister can pull up a map and can follow the baby Jesus as he's fading off into the dark.
There is a special spot down south for you if you are the guy that steals baby Jesus.
But the thing is, I'm thinking that it's just this, it's mischievous. They're just being mischievous. And I'm not defending it in any way, shape, or form, but I'm just
it's
saying.
It's not malicious.
This would be a fun thing to do, right?
It's not.
Okay.
Stealing baby Jesus puts you on the short list for the train south, yeah, I'm telling you.
Just, don't be doing it.
There's not pass go.
Well, especially now. I mean, if obviously they got you tracked. By the time you leave the geo fence, they're already on you, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Hunting season is around the corner, and the place for supplies is Sioux Falls Prater. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater and get 5% off on all gun safes in stock. Check out their Yeti coolers and their line of attachments for your ATV, like gun racks, winches, toolboxes, halogen lights, and more. Need equipment for that last-minute cleanup at the lease? Sioux Falls Prater has steel products like chainsaws and trimmers. And for those really big jobs, they're your John Deere dealer for tractors, shredders, and food plotters. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity that you can afford on Highway 21 West.
You like saving money? We like saving you money. Let's get together for an amazing year-end sale on every new Chevrolet at Tom Light Chevrolet. Why wait until after Christmas? At Tom Light, we're offering our best today like we do all year. Save thousands on our best-selling Silverado Crew Cab. Unwrap the season's low payment on the new Chevy Cruiser Malibu. Many qualify for zero down and no payments until after the new year. So you can treat yourself to a new car for Christmas, and we'll include 2 years scheduled maintenance at no extra cost. If you're caught up in the holiday rush, save time and money by shopping with us online at tomlight.com. Once you see our year-end specials, you won't want to shop anywhere else. No waiting, big year-end discounts, and choose from the largest Chevy inventory in the Brazos Valley. Now you can drive home for the holidays in a new Tom Light Chevrolet. Don't miss the year-end event at Tom Light Chevrolet. North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, Chevrolet, find new roads.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Of course, here it is. It's the 17th. We're getting toward the end of the year, and we always end up with lists of things, right?
Certainly.
I mean, you know, we do that. So if we have time next half hour, but certainly before the show is over today, the top road spills. Top road spills.
Like things that have crashed out of cars.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, okay. Well, especially because I don't know if you saw that apparently FedEx truck got busted open in an accident. So that the picture was package spillage all over the road, which is, you know, not good.
No.
But, you know, if you forget to buy a present for somebody and go, oh, yeah, it was in that FedEx truck where they had the accident. Just letting you know. So we'll do that later on. New Jersey's red light camera program ended last night at midnight. 5-year program supposed to keep drivers from running red lights in high traffic areas. Police sources claimed it resulted in lower fatalities at the intersections, but the drivers who received the tickets, costing a minimum of $85, even if they turned right without a full stop, quick to call the cameras cash cows. Yeah? What if you were a college town and you did that?
They'd get voted out is what would happen.
Seemed like it'd be a pretty good idea. I'm just saying. Okay. Yeah. But yes, you're right. So, because here's the deal. They're cash cows for those particular communities where the cameras were placed. Now it's up to state lawmakers to decide whether to extend and whether or not they could have the cameras, you know, online or offline. They'll still record whether vehicles run red lights to provide a tally to help decide whether to bring them back. So they'll catch a little research, I guess, every once in a while and maybe present that again. But the entire state, they have outlawed red light cameras. Just saying, I mean, how many times yesterday did you watch somebody run a red light? If you're out
twice.
There on the road.
Oh, yeah. Man. There's some intersection of 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Now I can go.
Now you can go, sure. And it won't get any better later on this week because mom and dad are coming in and they're going,
they
hey.
Don't know how it works
they're,
here.
And they're going, hey, man, I suck $80,000 in my kid getting an education here. If I want to run a red light, I'm going to do it, right? And, oh, by the way, where's it? And then they want to go, oh, didn't I live in that apartment complex? You know, they're driving through the streets at 12 miles an hour saying, do you remember when we used to do that? And now. Anyway, we love your money. We love your kids. We're glad they're there. And congratulations for all those ones.
Leave quickly.
Yeah.
Here's Chip Davis, founder of Mannheim Steamroller, with today's Christmas Countdown.
and everybody knows this song.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
12 days of Christmas? Well, yes. Long ago, Christmas lasted 12 full days, December 25th through January 6th. But over time, the celebration became wild and riotous. Eventually, medieval authorities in England tried to ban the Christmas celebration altogether. But winter festivals predated even ancient Rome. England simply couldn't stop it. So many people celebrated Christmas very quietly, in private, and for only one day. Which brings us to December 25th. I'm Chip Davis of Mannheim Steamroller.
Brought to you by the Musical Instrument Museum. There's no place like it on Earth. Visit mim.org.
Good morning, it's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, offering 8-to-8 service. You come home, your unit's not working, give them a call. They'll get somebody out there the same day. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling. 57 for a high today. Slight chance of showers at about 30%. Probably be afternoon if we get any of those. 50-50 chance of showers tonight. Then tomorrow, a 30% chance of rain with a high of 66. Thursday night and Friday, looking at an 80% chance of showers. A high on Friday of only 60 degrees. Right now, 71% relative humidity. Winds are out of the east at 7. We have overcast skies and 46 out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, also known as Pocahontas, has been getting a lot of buzz from the radical left of her party. Howard Dean, the failed presidential candidate, indicated his support for a Warren presidential run. The establishment radicals at MoveOn.org announced a draft Warren campaign. And the AP reports that more than 300 former Obama campaign staffers and organizers have signed a letter to Warren urging her to run. Among the campaign aides who've switched from Obama Kool-Aid to Warren Kool-Aid is Rajiv Chopra, chief information officer for Obama's 2012 campaign, Stephen Geer, who headed up email and online fundraising operations 2008, also put his name on the letter. Sam Graham Felsen, Obama's chief blogger 2008, also joined in. Now, these liberals say that they want somebody who will stand up for working families, take on the Wall Street banks and special interests. They believe that someone is Pocahontas, just like they believe that someone, the one they were waiting for, was Barack Hussein O. Remember Hope and Change and Yes We Can and all that nonsense? Well, he turned out to be the best friend Wall Street bankers and wealthy liberals ever had in the White House. Pocahontas, for her part, keeps insisting that she's not interested. She doesn't want to run for president. Of course, that could be a head fake, a strategic deception to deal with the other large figure in the Democrat Party running in pantsuits. After all, Pocahontas is a master of the fake.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-214-8537. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-214-8537. That's 1-800-214-8537. Call 1-800-214-8537.
Jason Byinski with BCR Realty wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The Byinski family believes the Christmas season is the perfect time to say thank you and express their warmest greetings to friends and clients, old and new. Whether buying or selling a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or go online, AggielandRealEstate.com.
At AAMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. ANCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep Roots, New Ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Overcrowding sooner rather than later has led the College Station School Board to look at asking voters next November at a $135 to $150 million bond issue. That would build a third middle and intermediate school, where board members Michael Wesson and Michael Schaefer responded to enrollment projections that indicate not enough classrooms, lunchrooms, gyms, and bathrooms.
I understand we can always pull strings and add temporary buildings, but I don't think that's what anybody in College Station expects their kids to have to go through at our schools. Nor do I.
I'm a firm believer in the facilities on the quality of the education. I think when you start cramming that many people in there, I think it reduces the quality of education.
The bond issue would also include a 10th elementary school. A board majority directed administrators to form another community planning committee and contact city officials about a joint meeting with the city council. Thursday night's council meeting agenda includes appointing an advisory committee to make recommendations for a city bond issue next year. Thursday's College Station Council meeting was also supposed to include the first changes in more than 20 years to the city's regulations on drilling oil and gas wells. That's been postponed until early next year, according to a blog on the city website, because staff wants more time working with energy companies and other stakeholders. Brazos County is at the northern edge of the Eagle Ford Shale, where 250 rigs are pumping and pulling out oil and gas. Omar Garcia with the South Texas Energy and Economic Roundtable says with oil prices hovering around $60 a barrel, some rigs are still profitable at $40.
The oil and gas industry has spent billions of dollars in South Texas. This is not something that we're just going to walk away from. I think if anything, what oil prices are going to do next year is put a hold on new investment or new projects.
Lower oil prices haven't stopped the creation of job openings. Workforce Solutions reports thousands of positions are available. A 12-person committee can start sorting through applications for the first new lady of Texas A&M.
Interim Vice President of Student Affairs Tom Reber says although there were specific requirements for Reveille 9, some interesting applicants still came in before the deadline on Monday.
The first two applicants we received were male dogs.
And that's probably a no-go, huh?
That's a no-go. And that was interesting because they said the male dog has a broader chest and is prettier, and they have so much hair you'll never know it was a male dog. And I said, Reveille is known as the first lady of A&M, and it has to be a lady.
Reber says they are also looking for a dog who is at least a year old. The committee made up of faculty, students, and veterinarians is hoping to select a dog and have her ready to replace Rev 8 by final review in the spring. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
2 hours before Governor Perry speaks at his alma mater later this week, he may have a building named after him. Texas A&M's 100-year-old academic building may become the Governor Rick Perry 72 building. A&M's Board of Regents will consider the name change Thursday afternoon, shortly before the governor delivers a convocation program address to December graduates.
Interim President Mark Hussey released a statement that he was asked to provide input regarding a possible naming opportunity to honor Perry for his support of A&M and service to the entire state. Dr. Hussey sent that information, which was not released to the public, to Regents Chairman Phil Adams O'Brien. Adams is a 1970 graduate of A&M, 2 years ahead of Perry and System Chancellor John Sharp. A second Regent, John White of Houston, graduated with Adams, while a third, Cliff Thomas of Victoria, graduated the year after Perry and Sharp. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
If you've not gotten your flu shot this season, you're in luck. The Brazos County Health Department is providing 75 free flu shots Thursday as part of their 75th anniversary. Spokeswoman Jessica Paul says flu numbers are rising as of last week.
We just try to remind people, obviously, get your shot to protect not yourself, but others around you that are, you know, immune depressed and just, you know, can't fight back like normal people.
Paul says that includes babies and the elderly. The health department will be set up at the Brazos Valley African American Museum in Bryan Thursday from 4:30 until 5:45. Patients must be at least 6 months old, and it's on a first-come, first-served basis. A Washington County man is accused of using a fork to stab a woman in the eye and blind her during what was supposed to be a Thanksgiving celebration. 42-year-old Steve Gant of Burton was also arrested on a similar charge involving the same victim from a separate incident earlier this year. The U.S. attorney in Dallas has been confirmed by the Senate to be the next leader of the Federal Immigration Agency. Among those voting against Sarah Saldana due to the president's recent executive orders was Senator John Cornyn.
Cornyn took to the Senate floor to say it's mind-boggling that President Obama has usurped Congress's role in issuing work permits to illegal immigrants.
Well, this is the situation into which the president has put a good and decent person like Sarah Saldana.
Experts say it is the first of what will likely be several showdowns over President Obama's deportation amnesty. Chuck Martin, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 47 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news coming up at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Christmas for Cowboys with Travis and Scott Catalina.
At Catalina Hatters, we've been making and renovating the finest quality custom-made felt hats for our customers around the corner and around the world.
We have all styles and qualities, handmade and creased professionally in our factory in downtown Bryan.
For stocking stuffers, Catalina Hatters offers a great selection of hat bands and hat accessories, even gift certificates.
Catalina Hatters, where the working cowboys trade. Family-owned and operated for over 30 years in historic downtown Bryan.
Merry Christmas from Catalina Hatters.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
Good morning. It's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Here's some numbers for you.
Increasing and thickening clouds today. High temperatures 50 to 55. By late afternoon, we could see a stray shower. There's the chance of a shower tonight, otherwise cloudy with lows near 50. Cloudy tomorrow, there is the potential for a passing shower, highs near 60. A better chance of showers tomorrow night, there could even be a thunderstorm, lows will be near 55. Showers and any thunderstorms will taper off Friday and will remain cloudy, highs will be near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, it's a game we're going to have to play together and share the ball. You know, coming off a victory where two guys scored the bulk of our points, we're going to probably need more balanced scoring.
That's Coach Kennedy talking about the game in Kansas City against K-State, where it will be, of course, a hostile environment for the team. Ladies are gearing up to take on number 3, Texas, and they're number 4 in the country, so a big matchup there in Little Rock, Arkansas. We'll have more on those two games and more in general coming up on the Dallas Cowboys and the Mavericks for basketball in sports in 12 minutes.
All right. Bill Flores joins us this morning from the district. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Doing great. I'm glad to be on News Talk 1620 again.
We haven't really pointedly been able to talk to you since the omnibus bill passed. I kind of felt like I got thrown a curve because you were talking about things that you were critical of people who wanted to do a continuing resolution rather than omnibus, but you decided to vote against it. And it was kind of a mixed bag of people on all over the political spectrum who did vote either for or against this thing.
It really was. And when you and I talked, I'd had a chance to read about 2/3 of the bill, and I still had another third of it to read. So, or actually, I'd only read about 1/3 of it because it had just been filed the night before. And as I got through it, I found several things I really liked and then several things I didn't like. One of the things, I think you and I talked about this during our interview last Wednesday, is that the idea for a part CR, part omnibus arose from conservatives in the House. We felt like we could have the omnibus part that would fund most of the government through the fiscal year at September 30th. And by doing that, that would allow us more time through the regular appropriations process when Republicans are in charge of Congress to do a better job in the way we appropriate money. And then we had the continuing resolution part that did short-term funding for the Department of Homeland Security so that we could come back and be able to try to stop the president's amnesty order. That concept arose from conservatives. Now, the content got put in it by others. And so as you got into the content, that's where it became less attractive than what we had originally hoped it would be. There were two reasons I voted against. First of all, I could have found several reasons to vote for it because I think it did a lot of good things. So, for instance, the headcount of the EPA has been reduced down to 1989 levels. The IRS, there are provisions to keep the IRS from targeting anybody. The IRS funding has been cut to where it's down to where it was in about 2008. And the overall funding decrease is over $200 billion a year lower than what it was when I first came into Congress. So even though folks like me have only controlled the House for 4 years, only one elected part of government, we've been able to reduce the spending in the federal government on the discretionary side by about 18%. So those were the good things. But there were two things that caused me to vote no. Number one is that our constituents were overwhelmingly against it. I mean, we've never had a series of calls where the feedback was so overwhelmingly negative.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is it's about 60 of us tried to push an amendment to say that the president's amnesty action would not be funded at all. And the leadership would not allow us to put that amendment into the bill because the amendment would have passed and then the bill would have passed. It would have gone to the Senate. That amendment would have been stripped out and we would have been forced to vote on something without the amendment. Most of us were prepared to tell our leadership, hey, we would do that because we've at least had a chance to stop amnesty in this calendar year and we'll still have the chance to stop it in the next calendar year. Leadership elected not to do that. And they wanted to try to find a lower risk type of avenue to get the bill passed, so they didn't get it. And that's another reason I voted no.
You know, Bill Flores joined us this morning in the district. I guess that there are a lot of people who listen to our show and probably this radio station who just believe that government is too big and it's too intrusive. So, in January, we're going to end up having a majority of Republicans in the House and the Senate for the first time in a while. Would it be safe to say that the bureaucracy of D.C. will not be happy with that, and that could cause a certain form of gridlock right there? Because you've already said you shrunk the government 18% on a budgetary situation. Do they not like Republicans being in charge?
They don't. And the second thing that will happen is that you're going to see folks like me want to push for a huge reallocation of discretionary funding away from what we call non-defense discretionary to defense discretionary. The world has become a lot less safe place over the last 6 years under this president, and one of the core responsibilities of the federal government is national security. And our military has been hurt because of tight funding for the past several years. And what I would do, I mean, if I were the czar of funding, what I would do is I'd move about $100 billion away from those other non-defense discretionary departments and move it over to national security to try to rebuild our defense to cope with this ever more dangerous world. I mean, you look at what happened in Pakistan yesterday when 140-plus folks got killed, including 130 students, and that's the type of people that we are trying to deal with all over the world. I'm not saying we're the world's policemen, but we need to make sure that everybody realizes that if anybody's thinking about doing that to the United States or our interest, that there's going to be heck to pay for it. And so I don't see discretionary funding falling too much more from where it is, but I do see a huge reallocation. I mean, would you rather be funding the EPA or men and women to protect our country? And I think that's an easy question for most Americans.
Right, but the career bureaucrats are going to go, oh, well, if you're not going to fund me up to X number level, maybe I just won't be as productive a worker.
Well, maybe there's not enough so that they get fired, and that's where I'm going with this, okay. Is that, you know, in a perfect world, what you'd do is you'd have a bunch of those people unemployed and trying to find jobs outside of working off the backs of the taxpayer. You know, hardworking American families have gotten the heck kicked out of them in the last 6 years. Their incomes are flat to down. their energy costs are higher, their food costs are higher, their education costs are higher, their health insurance costs are just through the roof. And they have had a huge squeeze. And so to the extent that there's not enough money to feed all those bureaucrats, pretty soon you have the headwinds out of water that those bureaucrats have been throwing into the face of the American economy. You have those headwinds coming down, and pretty soon you have the economy picking up. So that's kind of a virtuous cycle, because you have more economic growth and you have more people working in the private sector and paying more taxes, and pretty soon that helps solve some fiscal problems we've got too.
Yesterday, most folks didn't know who Arthur Schwab was. He was just a judge over in Pennsylvania, but yesterday, I mean, he said President Obama's statements, evidence prior to November the 20th of 2014, he viewed as an executive action similar to one issued before executive authority while President Bush was placed him on the bench. Basically, what he's doing is saying that the president's actions are unconstitutional.
Yeah, he's a rock star, isn't he?
Yeah. You know, Texas certainly is leading the way when we want to make changes in deportation. So, yeah, I figure there are a lot of folks that would like to invite him down to see a football game or something.
Yeah, I tell you what, he reads the Constitution the same way I do. And what I thought was pretty pretty clever and appropriate in his opinion is that he used all of Obama's prior quotes against him, where Obama said he did not have the constitutional authority to make changes in our immigration system. And so, you know, suddenly in November of this year, he decides he does have the authority. And so I really appreciated the creative way in which the judge used the president's words to fight back. And, you know, unfortunately, he didn't stop the amnesty plan, and so we're going to have to continue to push on that. We've had more states join the Texas multi-state lawsuit so that against the amnesty program. So I think we're going to prevail ultimately. It's just going to, you know, it's just the question of how quickly we're going to prevail.
Well, again, using his own words against him. Well, that's probably our last visit for this year. Going to take a couple of weeks off, and we'll get a chance to chat with Bill Flores after the new year, and we get ready to have a whole bunch of new faces come into D.C. We want to wish you and your family a happy holiday season, Bill.
Well, same for all our listeners, and I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country and also to be thinking about the men and women that protect us and that are in the military that protect us from external threats, and the fact that they're not at home this Christmas, and also our first responders who still go out the door on Christmas Day to take care of us too.
Certainly. Thanks a lot for the time this morning. You can hear our entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com.
December may be the last month of the year, but at Rattler's Convenience Store, there's always a ton of goodies with everyday low prices. This month features a breakfast special. Buy any small coffee for only 25 cents with the purchase of any breakfast item. Don't forget lunch. Check out their hot dogs for only 50 cents when you use your Rattler's reward card. Going home from a hard day's work? Stop in at Rattler's and pick up a 24-pack of any of the fine families of beers from Bud, Miller, or Coors. Rattler's is now accepting job applications at rattlersstores.com. Rattlers, clean, friendly, Texan.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Do you worry it'll take until next Christmas to get this Christmas paid off? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. And if that's you, I've got a few simple ideas that'll help you avoid those post-Christmas blues. First of all, decide in advance that you won't overspend. Man, that's a struggle for me. It's easy to think about buying more than we can afford because we all look forward to the smiles on our children's faces on Christmas morning. So make up your mind ahead of time to set a budget and don't feel guilty about it. Once you've established how much you can afford, talk with your family and lay out some realistic expectations. Help them get the focus off themselves and think of some fun activities everyone can do together. Pick a day to bake cookies to share with neighbors, or make some hot chocolate and take an evening walk around a neighborhood that's decorated for the holiday. Your kids may have some ideas too. So get creative. Turn Christmas into something unusual and special. I can promise you a Christmas of family fun will be much more memorable than a pile of gifts that they soon forget and end up playing with the boxes. And although it may seem too early to be talking about next Christmas, try putting aside a little bit of cash each month throughout the year. And that way, when the shopping season rolls around, you'll have a good head start. For more encouragement, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199, 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:51. In a little bit of a lull right now for A&M athletics in general, but A&M basketball still on a roll as the 81-63 win over Youngstown State showed last Saturday. The men's team is resting to prepare for a big non-conference game this Saturday against Kansas City. The matchup is part of the Big 12 SEC Challenge in KC. And Coach Kennedy expects to be a hostile environment as they take on K-State.
Yeah, it's a game we're going to have to play together and share the ball. You know, coming off a victory where two guys scored the bulk of our points, we're going to probably need more balanced scoring. And we got to have poise. You know, we didn't show a lot of poise on the road, you know, at Baylor. But, you know, we started the game off great. But when they made a run and they got tough with foul trouble and some things went against us, we didn't handle that well. You're going to have to handle it, you know, in Kansas.
Tip-off between the 7-2 Aggies and the 6-4 Wildcats scheduled for Saturday night at 6 o'clock with the broadcast right here on 1620 AM. Fourth-ranked Texas A&M women's basketball is getting a little breather as well after throttling Houston 94-55 Saturday. Coach Blair said the ladies will be back in action this Saturday as they take on interstate rival and third-ranked Texas in Little Rock, Arkansas, for the ladies' version of the Big 12 SEC Challenge. That game can be heard on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. And the honors keep rolling in for Texas A&M soccer squad as four Aggies were named to the Top Drawer Soccer Best Team. Shea Groom was named Top Drawer's first team, while Kelly Minot and Megan Strait earned third team honors. Michaela Paulson was tabbed as a freshman second teamer, and A&M was one of only four schools to have three or more players named to those teams. In addition, head coach G. Guerrieri was named the NSCAA's South Region Coach of the Year. On out of the NFL, where Cowboys owner Jerry Jones said he's unsure of running back DeMarco Murray status for Saturday and expects him to be a game-time decision. Jones was on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas.
I think it's just we just want to take a look at it. We don't know. I'm not so sure when they say the definition of healing. I'm not so sure how much can heal between now and Sunday.
Cowboys will take on the Colts Sunday, Jerry World at 3:30. In the NBA, Dirk Nowitzki scored 16.
Here is Chandler to Nelson, touches left to Parsons. Down the left side, wrap around to Dirk, left of the circle, catch and shoot, make it 6 of 6.
And the Mavs beat the Knickerbockers 107-87. Monte Ellis had 14 points for the Mavs. Chandler Parsons added 13 after missing a game with a bad back. Melo had 26 points for the Knicks. The U.S. Olympic Committee has decided to bid on the 2024 Olympics. The USOC board heard presentations from Boston, L.A., San Fran, and Washington, D.C. before voting to enter the field that already includes Rome and either Hamburg or Berlin, Germany, with Paris, France likely to join. A decision on which city the U.S. will put forward for a bid is expected sometime next month. In NASCAR action, Sprint has informed NASCAR it won't extend title sponsorship for the circuit's top series beyond 2016 when its current contract expires. The wireless carrier assumed a 10-year sponsorship agreement with NASCAR when it acquired Nextel in 2005. The Nextel Series became the Sprint Cup Series in 2008, and Sprint later agreed to a three-year extension that took the contract through 2016. Texas A&M sprinter Dion Lindor, who went undefeated for last season, is one of the three finalists for a Bowerman Award. The award will be announced this evening in the U.S. Track and Field Coaches Association Convention. The Bowerman Award is the equivalent to the Heisman Trophy for track and field and is collegiate track's highest honor. And finally, Nick Bjugstad took a deep breath before his second attempt in the longest shootout in NHL history.
Tricky Nicky Bjugstad, right-handed shot, picks it up, comes down the left-wing side, waits, fires, it scores! Oh, now I can go to bed!
And when he finally had exhaled and scored, the Florida Panthers had outlasted the Washington Capitals in a whopping 20-round shootout. And that's your sports brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Personalize your Christmas gifts with custom engraving from Awards & More. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan, can make a big difference for any person on your list by putting a name or significant date on a gift. Call Larry Goodrum and his staff at 696-3886 or go online at awardsandmore.com. Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Creative promotional products, plaques, and awards for individuals and groups. Awards & More, in their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Come on down to Hilco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5500.
Come on down to Hilco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Salutations, it's me, Skeletor. You remember the sheer exaltation you felt when you got me for the holidays? Well, feel that exaltation again by claiming a great deal on an Accord, Civic, or Pilot during the Happy Holiday Sales Event. They come standard with mystical inventions like a rear-view camera and Bluetooth. I would love to tell you more, but I must go and crush He-Man. Then the universe will be mine! Get something you'll love at the Happy Hyundai Sales Event and get 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers on the Accord, Civic, or Pilot from Honda, KBB.com's most trusted brand.
Shop your Central Texas Honda dealers. CentralTexasHondaDealers.com.
Based on 2014 Brand Image Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information. Always confirm conditions are safe for backing up. Rear view camera does not display complete information about all conditions and objects at rear vehicle. See dealer for financing details.
December may be the last month of the year, but at Rattler's Convenience Store, there's always a ton of goodies with everyday low prices. This month features a breakfast special. Buy any small coffee for only 25 cents with the purchase of any breakfast item. Don't forget lunch. Check out their hot dogs for only 50 cents when you use your Rattler's reward card. Going home from a hard day's work? Stop in at Rattler's and pick up a 24-pack of any of the fine families of beers from Bud, Miller, or Coors. Rattler's is now accepting job applications at rattlersstores.com. Rattler's, clean, friendly, Texan.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. About a minute till. I don't know that we're running commercials this year, but in years past, we've done this thing where you can name a star after somebody. You know, that's one of those deals. NASA now giving you the chance to name a crater.
A crater.
That's right.
Das Moon?
Yeah, well, an important person in the arts and humanities on the planet of Mercury. Say, name it after that person. And you come up with it. You suggest it to NASA. You do that, and they're liable to take your advice and actually name it after someone.
So they the must Bob be a... Fosse crater? Is that what they're asking for?
Bob Fosse?
I don't know. You said arts.
Oh, okay. Well, sure. And humanities at the same time. Don't know. They'll make their final decision from five names. The new crater will be announced in late May or April to coincide with the end of the Messenger mission. The rules and entries are being accepted right now at their website at the Carnegie Institute for Science.
The Scott Crater, I like it.
I had probably one more. Okay. Look for a high temperature today, probably of only about 60 degrees. 30% chance of rain. 80% later this week. It's 46 now. WTAW College Station, Brian. Senator Charles Sportner joins us after the news.